This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
The European Union readied its vaccine rollout on Saturday, even as countries in the bloc were forced back into lockdown by a new strain of the virus. The new strain is believed to be more infectious. It has spread from Britain to France and Spain and even as far as Japan. The pandemic has claimed more than 1.7 million lives and is still running rampant in much of the world, but the recent launching of vaccination campaigns has boosted hopes that 2021 could bring relief. First doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine arrived in Italy, Spain, and France on Saturday morning, ready for distribution to elderly care facilities and hospital staff. Vaccinations in all 27 European Union countries will begin on Sunday after regulators approve the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on December 21st. Meantime, several countries, including France, Spain, Japan, Denmark, Lebanon, Germany, Australia, and the Netherlands, have reported cases of the new strain, which has sent jitters through already overstretched health services. The new strain of the virus, which experts fear is more contagious, prompted more than 50 countries to impose travel restrictions on the UK, where it first emerged. Meantime, bottlenecks of thousands of trucks in southern England were finally moving Saturday after France lifted an entry ban for drivers with a negative coronavirus test. And in Asia, China's communist leadership issued a statement hailing the extremely extraordinary glory of its handling of the virus that emerged in the country's Hubei province last year. This is according to state news agency Xinhua. And in Turkmenistan, where the government claims no coronavirus cases, the president claimed that licorice root could stop coronavirus from developing. Of course, there's no evidence to that. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is spending the holiday weekend at his Florida resort as both Democrats and Republicans wait to see whether he will sign a critical pandemic relief and government funding package that he sharply criticized earlier this week. The legislation, which includes $892 billion for coronavirus relief, was flown from Washington to the president's Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach for him to sign into law. But the president surprised lawmakers in both parties by labeling the legislation a disgrace. Trump said the package gave too much money to special interests and foreign aid and said direct payments of $600 for most Americans should be increased to $2,000. A partial federal government shutdown looms early Tuesday if Trump does not sign the bill. Congress is planning to return to work Monday and could take up a stopgap spending measure to extend government funding. Tunisian authorities say four pregnant women are among 20 migrants whose bodies were found off the coast of Tunisia after their smuggling boat sank. Search efforts continued for 13 others believed missing. Tunisian authorities said Friday that 19 of the 20 migrants who died in Thursday's sinking were women. Four migrants were rescued. The boat, overloaded and in poor condition, was carrying about 40 people from Tunisia and sub-Saharan Africa. Two climbers were killed and two others injured Friday on a mountain outside Iran's capital, Tehran, during heavy snowfall and a blizzard, the country's emergency unit said. A spokesman for the state emergency services told state television the incident occurred on the summit of Kalakchal. One media report said the climbers fell to their deaths. Earlier, the head of the Iran Red Crescent Society's search and rescue unit told state TV that an avalanche had killed one climber and another was feared dead. Rescuers were also dispatched to two other summits north of Tehran, where other climbers were stranded, the officials said. Tehran lies at the foot of the Alborz mountain range, where there are several ski resorts. Heavy snow in several parts of the country has closed many roads. And in the United States, many states are facing a backlog in administering coronavirus vaccine, and they're asking medical and nursing students and even firefighters to help give the shots and free up healthcare workers battling the coronavirus pandemic at overcrowded hospitals. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.